On June 25th, 7 days from now, Intuit flips a switch inside QuickBooks, and every single expense your business has logged for the last 12 months starts getting recategorized by an AI automatically without asking you.
So the question we're sitting with today is this: when your accountant opens your books in January, are they going to find the deductions you earned or the ones an algorithm decided you didn't?
Welcome to the AI Guy. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jules. And if you own a business that runs on QuickBooks, restaurant, HVAC shop, dental practice, agency, e-commerce store, contractor, anything, this one is for you.
You know that feeling? Maybe it hits at 3 a.m., maybe it hits the morning of payroll. When you open your books and something doesn't add up, you felt that, right?
Every owner has. You've stared at a P&L and thought, that can't be right.
Here is what most owners do not know. Intuit has been training a categorization model on 12 million small businesses for the last 3 years. And on June 25th, that model gets turned on inside your QuickBooks. Pay attention to this date, because it is not opt-in. It is on by default.
And you have 7 days.
But here is what nobody in the QuickBooks marketing emails is telling you. Nobody in the QuickBooks marketing emails is telling you this. The June 25th rollout is not the threat. The threat is the 12 months after June 25th, where the AI is learning from your inaction. Every transaction you do not correct in the first 90 days becomes training data. The model locks in your tolerance for sloppy categorization, and it propagates that forward into every quarter you ever close again. So this isn't a should I turn it on episode. It's a you have no choice, here is how you turn it into leverage episode. Hear me on this. The owners who win the next 12 months in their vertical are the ones who treat the AI like a junior bookkeeper hired on June 25th. One that needs to be trained, audited, and given a chart of accounts that actually matches how their business runs. Without this baseline, you are guessing. So, the June 25th rollout will give AI reach in dinner op region APL for those users, but you don't have to wait to run it for June 25th. 4 steps. What does an owner do this week before June 25th? Step 1. Log into QuickBooks Online today. Go to Account and Settings. Confirm you are on the Small Business Plan tier. Simple Start, Essentials, Plus, or Advanced. If you are on Self-Employed, the AI does not reach you on the 25th and you have different homework. Everyone else, proceed. Number 2. Step 2. Export your last 90 days of transactions to a CSV. Reports tab. Transaction detail by account. Last quarter, export. Save this file somewhere safe. This is your baseline. This is the document you compare against in October to see exactly what the AI did to your books. Without this baseline, you are guessing. 3.
Step 3. Open your chart of accounts and clean it. Most of you have accounts in there from 2019 that nobody uses anymore. Miscellaneous, other expenses, owner draw. Delete them or rename them. The AI categorizes into whatever buckets you give it. Garbage in, garbage out. Spend 45 minutes this weekend. That is the highest ROI accounting hour you will spend all year. Step 4. Block a 30-minute call with your accountant, or with us, for the third week of July. Not next week, 3 weeks after the launch. Why? Give the AI time to make mistakes. Let it categorize 20 days of real transactions. Then review the top 10 weirdest entries together. That review session is where you teach the model what your business actually looks like. 4 steps. 0 new software. All free except the accountant's 30 minutes. Do these 4 things before Wednesday, not next month, this week. Here is the parallel. 2015, bank reconciliation went from manual to automated inside QuickBooks. Most owners shrugged and let it run. A small group, about 12%, sat down with their bookkeeper and built rules, exceptions, vendor matching logic in the first 90 days. And what happened to those 12%? They did not just save time, they bought their competitors. Because their books were clean, their lending applications got approved, and the messy book operator down the street couldn't get a line of credit when COVID hit 5 years later. Same pattern, same shape, same 90-day window.